Hi, this is Ron Kincher with Muddy River News with Chaplain Carla Green from God at Work. And God at Work is a little community you've started for folks that are looking to bring more faith into the workplace.
That's correct. So we can be found at godatwork.live. So live or live, however you want to however you want to pronounce that is great. So, yes.
Lots of stuff on the site, tasks that you could perform.
Right. So, yeah, it's being formulated. So we're still working on lots of it, but there'll be, you'll find this podcast out there and we'll have coursework or community or just ways to get more plugged in. Hopefully testimonies too. Like I would love to hear. In fact, I'll just put a ploy out. Like if you have a great God at Work story of how God's working in your business or, excuse me, how he's transformed your business. I would love to hear that and know more about how that's working out for you.
Easter, right around the corner.
It is.
And it's early this year. So how does Easter or the Easter story affect your thoughts on bringing your faith to the workplace?
Well, I'm glad you asked that.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
So one of my pet peeves is when I hear, and I hear it a lot from even very mature Christians, about saying that our work is cursed. And when we're having a hard day, our work is cursed. And I'm like, is it? Because mine isn't. Because for me, in Genesis 3, when Adam and Eve sinned, and God put the curses on mankind because of their disobedience. One of the things was that our work would be cursed, and that the ground would be hard to.
Does it actually say the work would be cursed?
It does.
Okay, doubting you. This surprises me.
He said, curses the ground because of you. With hard labor you will eat from it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it should grow for you, yet you shall eat the plants of the field by the sweat of your face. And so, to me, that sounds hard.
Right. It is. Yes, I believe it. I believe it was meant to sound that way. So,
so a lot of times we look at Easter as, and it's an amazing story, right? It's the climax of why Jesus came and that he saved us from our sins. He went to the cross as that sacrificial lamb and he brought salvation. And if that was the end of the story, that would be the most amazing thing, and that's great. However, the cross paid for a whole lot more than that, and I think we always come up short with that. It reversed everything that happened in the garden. So, him going on a tree was if Eve never took that fruit off of the tree. And so that means our work is no longer cursed. And so I love that. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have hard times. I think sometimes people think, she's preaching prosperity gospel to where everything's easy. And that's absolutely the opposite.
That's different than cursed.
Yes. Not only is it difficult, but now we can charge into those situations because we have Jesus on our side and we know who we are and what his purpose is. And now we can actually solve problems in a bigger way. We can bring bigger solutions. We can do bigger, better things because of what he did. But if we go in thinking it's always hard, then it's always going to be hard. Mindset's everything. Mm-hmm. And we have to realize that when Jesus went to the cross, it basically was an exchange program. Like he exchanged our sin for his righteousness. He exchanged, beauty for ashes, our depression for joy. Like everything got reversed on the cross. And so to me, that's amazing. Like our diseases, Isaiah 53, it says, he took all of our diseases and our and made us whole. And so we have to realize that it means work as well.
But that stuff's still there.
It is still there because we live in a fallen world. And we also live with a bunch of Christians who don't realize that it's there. And I don't mean to disparage that. I just think we have to realize there's so much more that God wants us to do inside of our work and our Christian life. And we stop at the point of he took away our sins, which is absolutely amazing because it means we have eternal life with him. And that's awesome, but it's not the rest of the story. There's way more.
So we're still living the rest of the story then.
We are. So until he comes again, we're going to live in this tension of people, of sin being in the world and us being in the world too. And so until he comes again and takes all that away, but he gave us and equipped us to actually deal with it now.
Okay, so that's where I was hoping to get to, because that's the difference right now is now we have the tools to deal with the sins that Jesus, when he came, Mm-hmm. We didn't have those tools prior to that. Until he went on the cross.
Well, it was more spotty. I mean, because in the Old Testament, his presence was there, but it wasn't fullness. There wasn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything in the Old Testament shows what God's intention was for Jesus coming, and so now we get to live on this side of the cross, and so that we know we can bring heaven to earth, like the Lord's Prayer says, mm-hmm. that we should. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so we can have that expectation that we can change things for the better.
So does Easter, you know, we celebrate Easter every year. What I always thought was interesting about Easter is it's 40 days, I don't want to say negativity, but darkness, blah, 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 blah. And then on Easter Sunday, and again, I'm just going to sound way symbolic, but there's light now. Mm-hmm. Like the churches are no longer decorated until Easter, then they're fully decorated. So I always thought that was an interesting combination of, like you said, depression followed by, or sadness followed by mm-hmm. elation to a degree.
Right, there is. I think it's, I am not of the faith that, like the denomination that does a lot of that whole 40 days before. Mm-hmm. So, but yet I think it's a time for us to slow down and get into that remembrance of what Jesus did and the enormity of what he took on. So we do have a celebration so we can feel that presence again of what actually happened and, you know, and the resurrection, because that gives us new life. You know, we know that on Easter Sunday when he was no longer in the tomb, that we now have new life in this world, that death is over.
And so the correlation with Easter in the workplace is it the attitude that you bring to the workplace? Is that what you're...
I think that's part of it. And the expectation that there is hope and there's solutions. And this is what we do. I mean, we don't just... I mean, if we didn't have work, I mean, let's take it to the opposite. Like, if we didn't have work, what would we do? We just mm-hmm. kind of sit around. But we actually get to participate and co-partner with God in what he wants to do on this earth to make things better for people, to make people realize who he is in the world until he comes again. And so
right.
our work can be, our work can be something that gets us there.
Well, there's I'm trying to think of a profession where you're not actually going to a place where there's problems. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and you know, I had a bad day at work. There's so much negative things going on, but in a way, that's what work is supposed
to be.
That's
right. You had a day at work. You didn't have a bad day at work.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you're supposed to go in. I mean, you're dealing with people or you're fixing problems or things along those lines. So somebody else's day can be
right.
better. Am I right?
Right. Exactly.
So just in essence, what you do at work in a way is following your beliefs as a Christian.
That's right. That's right. And you, I mean, I get to choose, I choose to step into hard things because I know that there's a solution there. And I mean, when we solve hard problems, isn't there some form of celebration at the end? It's like, wow, look at what we did. Like, look at the problem that we solved mm-hmm. and how many people that it helped. Like, that brings life. You know, if you just sit around and watch TV all day, or even like, I mean, you can only play so many rounds of golf, right? Before you're done.
Well,
I'm sorry, am I hitting too close?
No, you're
well. There's so many things.
But you're
so
solving a problem there too, because that's a way, great way to get a. But so are you?
Did golf throw you off? No.
I'm just avoiding. So actually, your mindset going into the day should be looking forward to tackling the issues that you're
right.
going to have at the workplace, not avoiding those issues, and maybe
right.
even accepting more or taking more off someone's plate.
Exactly.
To move forward.
Yeah. I mean, just look at the movies that we watch, like the superheroes that we want. Like, if they did nothing, mm-hmm. like, we'd be like, well, why are we watching this? Like, we always want to see the problem and want to see the solution that comes after. Like, that's what good story making is about, right?
Right.
There was a problem and somebody came in and fixed it. And so that's who we get to be.
That's pretty good. It's God at Work with Carla Green. This has been our Easter edition. Join us next month. We'll have another edition of God at Work. And God at Work is not only just the name of this podcast, but it is a, is it a solution you're offering people? Or I look at it as a community.
It is a community. It's kind of a new way of life. And that's why I like the LIVE, even though, mm-hmm. .com's easier, but that's not .com. It's LIVE. So because it's a new way of life.
And on godatwork.live is you can contact Carla for information if you're interested in becoming a chaplain. That's some information out there about doing that. Just a community of different things you can do.
Yes.
Correct?
So, yes, absolutely. All thank right. you.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Carla
Happy
Green.
Easter.
Happy Easter.